Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 132 for Wednesday, November 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up on Wednesday, recovering from early declines as good commercial demand and a lack of farmer selling provided support. Canola was steady to up $6 at the close, with the January contract up $1.90 at $433 per ton. Canola initially started the day on the defensive, losing over $5 in the January contract. The record large U.S. soybean crop and favorable weather conditions for beans in South America were both bearish for the market. However, the losses in canola were tempered by solid end-user demand and a lack of significant farmer selling. An eventual turn higher in Chicago soybeans was also supportive, with the biggest gains coming in the front months. The canola market is currently trading at an inverse, with the nearby months ahead of the more deferred positions. That strength in the nearbys was tied to commercial demand, with exporters and domestic crushers being forced to pay up to encourage continued farmer deliveries. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both higher, but wheat posted small losses. Soybeans had lost as much as 15 cents per bushel at one point during the day, but managed to bounce higher to post gains of 5 to 11 cents. The January contract was up 10 cents at 10.20 per bushel. Corn also recovered from early losses to post gains of 4 to 6 cents, the December contract up 5 at $3.70 per bushel. The advancing U.S. harvest did put early pressure on both corn and beans, as favorable weather conditions should allow farmers to make good progress over the next week. However, farmers do remain reluctant sellers as they concentrate on field work, and that lack of hedge pressure allowed both beans and corn to bounce off those early lows. Good end-user demand also helped underpin the futures. A turn higher in the outside crude oil market, which has dropped sharply recently, also lent support to the grains and oilseeds. Wheat, meanwhile, it failed to follow corn and beans to the upside and was down 4 to 6 cents at the close. The December contract in Chicago down 5 cents at $5.25 per bushel. Ample world supplies and ideas that U.S. wheat remains expensive in the global market continued to put pressure on values. In addition, good rainfall in parts of the southern U.S. plains was bearish for wheat as well, as that moisture will help the wheat crops there heading into the winter dormancy period. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, November 5th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.